Om Shanti. So beautiful Baba's Murli today, this morning, and also revision. How lucky you are. Again class. So whole morning, all these secrets are revealed, right? Study. One of the secret of Brahma Baba was study. So you have been studying from what time? 4 a.m. yoga, then study, then study, then study. Because when you are studying so well, your all brain cells are activated. Is it right? And then you feel very happy. And the time is used so well. Brahma Baba was very good student, as you know. Also Brahma Baba, I met when I was 8 years old in Delhi, and Mama. So Brahma Baba and Mama, they used to visit our center in Delhi, Rajouri Garden. And we are so small like her. So we go to the center and take choli from Baba and Mama and take drishti. And at that time, I don't think I understood Gyan, but what I have a memory, the impact of vibration. Mama sitting like this, I go in front of Mama, took drishti, red light, so powerful vibration. That has so much impact up till now on me. So that is the mind of Mama, isn't it? Generating that kind of frequency, that kind of energy which even child can feel. And Baba, Brahma Baba, he gave me blessing that when he saw me, that you will do world service. So even Baba can see the child, isn't it? So Brahma Baba, the secret of his perfection, I revised in my mind. 3 points came in my mind. One is Brahma Baba. He always kept in his awareness Shiv Baba. You remember, he always says, Shiv Baba is doing. Shiv Baba is doing. Baba is doing. Baba is Karan Karavanhar. This is a very subtle awareness, as it is this morning Murli also spoke about. At the end, we should disappear, Baba should appear. Isn't it? Otherwise our mind can go, this sister is giving class, you know, or that person. So mind is still connecting with human being. So Brahma Baba's first secret is this. The Karan Karavan Har, Shiv Baba, doing his task. So Baba, which Baba? Shiv Baba. So, as many times, whatever Baba got seva done, always he said, Baba got it done. When you say the word Baba, you made it plus marks. Plus marks. When I say, I did minus one. Huh? This is how it worked. That's why Baba kept that awareness. You know? That Shiv Baba is doing everything. And to hold that Smriti awareness is a challenging. The other word is Manmana Bhava. You know why Brahma Baba and Mama in the whole world, history, geography, in the whole world cycle, and why they became number one in the world? Religious fathers played their role, Christ, Buddha, Guru Nanak, so many have come and they have done good work. Brahma Baba, Mama became number one. They are not religious father, no? Brahma Baba is not religious father. He is called Yug Vidhata, shifter of the age. Shifting our consciousness, isn't it? Body consciousness to soul consciousness, Kali Yug to Sat Yug. So in Hindi word it's very beautiful, Yug, Vidhata. Yug is a age. Vidhata, the one who shifts the age. Imagine how it is through consciousness. That's why the whole, everything will change. It's not the physical change Baba is bringing in this Kali Yuga change, all this system, but it's our consciousness is changing. And one more secret is of Brahma Baba, why he also became perfect number one is that, you know, in this world, many, many gurus, many, many people who start any kind of, you know, organization, spiritual path, all this. So popularity comes in life, wealth comes in life, people power comes in life. Somewhere another minds get trapped and they accept. And nowadays so many, we have seen they go to jail even, you know. I saw one of the, a picture of one guru sitting on the sports car and having two bodyguard, and he had a 8 kilo gold garland, you know. So you can see here, no? That how when the facilities come, power come, popularity come, wealth come, many people around, how mind got involved. What is making Brahma Baba number one was having all this popularity, having all siddhis, attainments, having all accomplishment of yogi mind, having very bright intellect, so much wealth, so many popularity, so many people around, all this, and yet his mind, not easy to do. This is so challenging. You are getting everything and keeping mind. Man mana bhav. It's a very challenging work. You know, having everything around and your mind is not here. You know, sometimes our mind can get involved. How much is the rate of dollar and Indian rupee? You know, mind can go into so many details of this mundane level work. Whereas Brahma Baba, he kept his mind, while living, doing, having all accomplishment, keeping his connection, Man Mana Bhav, with Shiv Baba. Baba is doing. And when you see Baba, Baba is not here. Where is Baba? Brahma Baba is with Shiv Baba. That's when no ordinary work, no ordinary words. And Baba used to play game, tennis with children. And when he play, while playing, he stops. He gives drishti. Who came at that time? Baba can come. So Shantamani Dadi told us one very secret. She said, you know, at that time, they had to keep so awake their third eye. Because when Dadi Guzar, Baba come, Dadi has jerk, right? So you can see. But when Brahma Baba's time, any time Baba can come. Yeah? So they had to keep their intellect, divine intellect, so awake. Any time when Baba comes, starts to give drishti, leave everything. One day they said, we were playing, Baba stood. Baba came, Shiv Baba, gave drishti. And that charisma, that power of silence pulled everyone's mind into deep stillness. That yoga. You know? So Brahma Baba's secret is this. Keeping the mind, Man Mana Bhav, away from mundane level work. While doing, he's not here. Doing, he give direction to children, he give advice to children, he read letters of children, you know, many things happen, he gives, but observer, give and connect. Not stay in this world through the mind. I think that made Brahma Baba number one in the history of humanity. The age shifter, yug vidhata. Very powerful thing to do, not easy. People in the world get involved, trap, they lose powers, you know, religions are breaking, you know, so many things happening in the world. How Brahma Baba kept this power secret, that constantly with Shiv Baba. He is the one Karan Karavanhar and very subtle. And then also second thing of Brahma Baba's perfection, that Baba, when he used to write letters, remember that picture writing letter to children? So, you know, like if you see in India, have you heard Vivekananda? Okay. Vivekananda, when he wrote books, if you go to South India, he has a very beautiful museum with many books. He wrote the books in the middle of the ocean, there is an island. And he told his follower to go miles and miles away when he is writing the books, that no influence of any human vibration. So imagine that their mind, you know, worked so well. So Shiv, when Brahma Baba used to write letter, you remember the Baba's hut? So simple hut. Now it's very beautiful, modern. Eh? When Brahma Baba's time, you know, what was there? Very simple, 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 you can imagine. And no chair, he sit on the floor. And he cannot go miles and miles away, but from courtyard to there. But what was the beautiful thing about Baba? That Baba, when he used to write a letter, he also did not want anyone to be around. Once Dadi Janki told us, she said, once Baba about to write letter, she gave some opinion. Baba said, go, go, go from here. It is Shiv Baba who will use the hand and it will be written, you know. So no anyone, no one's vibrations can be added in when Baba is doing his work. So his secret is constant. Anything he is doing, there is a Shiv Baba using hand, Shiv Baba using mind, Shiv Baba using eyes, Shiv Baba is getting it done. When Brahma Baba used to go to kitchen every day to see Baba's Bhandara, we call it Baba's kitchen, Baba's Bhandara. Baba also used to cook, you know, papad, you know, so Baba also. So when everyone, like a charisma, no, all children go together. Where is Baba? Doing his task. And then while doing task, give drishti again to children. Who's this task? Who's this task? So Baba used to say to children, who's this task, children? It is Shiv Baba's task. So in every level, he did not lose Shiv Baba's influence. That is to really bring Shiv Baba so much in our activity, in our everyday life, not that I sit in meditation and I remember Shiv Baba, then during the day my mind is so much in the mundane level thinking and again I remember Shiv Baba. No, his secret was constant. Very good method, huh? While cooking, ask children question, who is this task? Shiv Baba. While playing, go into silence. Give drishti to children. With whom you are playing? Shiv Baba. You know? And then Baba also give, of course, sustenance, Amrit Vela, Murli class, Baba's routine, beautiful routine, timetable, from Amrit Vela until evening. Two classes Baba used to give, morning, evening. And then, as you know, Baba eating, very simple food. You know what Baba used to eat? Very simple and very small amount. Baba's food in the morning, little, small chapati. And Baba also used to eat in the morning, you know, almonds, apple, huh? all these dadis follow, huh? Brahma Baba's food. So Brahma Baba's food also very small amount. Really, yeah? You can see nothing he is taking from Baba's yajna, huh? Giving and giving, but taking very little. So Brahma Baba's, even the drishti, you can see in the pictures while eating, giving drishti to the food. Remembering Baba again. So his secret is not to lose connection with Shiv Baba, no matter what it is happening. You know, not to lose that influence on me. Otherwise our mind can go into expansion, our mind can go into any kind of debate, confusion, past, anxiety, so many vibrations influence us. But Brahma Baba's secret is always keep, bring Baba. Once Dadi Janki told us very beautiful story. She said she went in the morning, you know, to say good morning to Baba. And Baba said, child, later you come. Now Baba is preparing his consciousness to bring Shiv Baba down. Did you get it? So morning time is the secret. That Baba is not even saying good morning, the one who is coming, 6 o'clock. Baba said, child, later. Now Baba is preparing for Baba. So really, if you can see how much relationship so deep with Shiv Baba. Not distant relationship, it's so deep. Now Brahma Baba coming in the class, Murli class. So who will go with Brahma Baba? Shiv Baba. So how Shiv Baba will come? He cannot say, come, sit down here. Cannot be. Once we ask Dadi Gulzar this question, Dadi, how do you bring Shiv Bap Dada down? She said, oh, very dignified guest on earth. I go one day before to give proper invitation. Yeah, cannot be, Baba, I'm sitting, come down. How it will be? No? So with respect, 2 days before Amrit Vela, she goes to Baba. Baba, 5,000 double foreigners are here from this many countries, have arrived. Baba, they all are inviting you. Baba, you are invited to come on this date. Very beautiful way Dadi told us. Dignified words to invite Bap Dada. 2 days before, she tells Baba. And then the day when Baba used to come, go, Baba, Amrit Vela. Baba, today is the day. So beautiful, huh? Cannot say, Baba, now I'm sitting, you are coming or not. It's not a simple words she can use, isn't it? You see how beautiful it is? Because we said, how you do this work of, you know, bringing Baba down? It's not something you sit down, something magic happening. So it's a proper, she said, no, dignified way inviting. The most dignified guest on earth is Bap Dada. And I invite 2 days before. Then I go the same day in Amrit Vela. Baba, today is the day. Your children are with great love waiting for you to come. With love. So beautiful way. Then whole day she remained in silence. No, Dadi Gulzar no speaking on the day when Baba come. She doesn't meet anyone, you know. So bringing Baba, you know, have consciousness. So the evening when Baba come. So much you can see even Dadis also, that the love to have constant that influence of Shiv Baba on me. So that is the secret. That is the secret. Having that influence of Shiv Baba on my everything I am doing in my Brahmin life. No human influence, no past sanskars influence, no other whatever is happening around me influence my mind. Only Shiva Baba. It means, really I need a deep, deep interest to know who is Shiva Baba. You know? So who is Shiva Baba? Deep interest and deep recognition and understanding about Shiva Baba. Because once Dadi Gulzar also told us beautiful thing. She said, sometimes we Brahmins are not using Shiva Baba so much. She told us, she said, he is really available, Shiva Baba. But we are so busy with human relationships, you know, we spend more time with human beings. We are not using Baba's that power which is available 24 hours a day. So in Hindi, it's a very nice word that he told us, Hazira Hazur. You can say, the Lord is present. Yeah, you just say Baba. With the same frequency, with the same wavelength, with the same vibration, which connects with Baba. Because with Baba, very pure vibration will connect, isn't it? And when you are saying with that, and Baba will be present. And when Baba is present, then one of the influence of Shiva Baba is on us. Is this, that our mind immediately becomes still. Very calm. You know? That pure vibration power can take away the attention of the mind, isn't it? Not wandering here and there. So the secret of Brahma Baba is timetable of the day. Brahma Baba, never you see Brahma Baba yawning. Yawning? You know yawning? Yeah. You know what it means? No, not tired. No, it's a deep karmic philosophy thinking. Yawning is the sign, yeah, someone else pulling your attention. Yeah, you are not here. Yeah, someone is pulling your attention, you know? Falling asleep is very gross, yawning. And also, Brahma Baba's mind always remain only two level of stage, yogi and cheerful. Yogi mind. Yogi mind means positive thinker. That's what is called yogi. Yogi mind means the one who thinks positive, always. That's why it's called yogi. No, there are so many doctors, engineers, big people in the world. But how many yogis in the world? That's why we make people yogi. We have to increase yogis, means positive thinkers in the world. A mind which can think positive. So Brahma Baba's mind only kept this secret in his life is two only. Cheerful and yogi. Never saw yawning and never saw tired. So it means Brahma Baba's thoughts are constant positive. Right? Yogi mind. Positive thoughts. It's not being pulled by anything. So Brahma Baba's, this is the secret. The timetable, number two is always only two stage, cheerful and yogi. In the third one, secret was Brahma Baba. He used lot of lesson of drama in his life. Drama. Let go. Drama means scene came, scene left. He did not think why it happened, who did this. No 5C. You know 5C? No comments, no complaint, no criticism, no comparing, no correction. So Brahma Baba's secret was this, using the lesson of drama very well. So he did not comment, criticize, correct anything. So it means his mind, even the scene of drama come, whatever ups and downs, many challenges came in his life, many issues came, many opposition came, many problems came, but he did not use his mind for 5C. He did not use. 5C? No complain. Today Baba said, complain means what? Remember this morning, Murli? Bhakti sanskar, yeah. So, no complaint, no correction. You know, our mind can go to correction very fast. You can see sometime, immediately gets into this. Any scene of drama, any person's mood, any person, any mind can go. So, no correction, no complaint, no comparison, no comments, no criticism. 5C. So it means, Brahma Baba remains stable on the rails of drama. His mind is constant and very stable on the rail of drama. No, nothing to do. Let go. Finish. It's a very powerful stage. Very powerful stage. Big challenging things came in front of Brahma Baba. If you read Baba's book. So his secret was drama. Drama always keep in with you. Let go. Whatever happened is nothing new. And whatever happened is also good. Drama plan. Remember once Dadi Janki told us, she was saying something. Baba said, why child you are complaining about my daughter? And Dadi says, which daughter? Drama. Yeah. You know? So it means Brahma Baba always kept his secret in his mind to become perfect, not to go into 5C, see the scene of drama as an observer and let go. So nothing here, unnecessary thoughts to work on it. You know? No influence of scene of drama, no influence of human being on his mind. He's using jnana. Because this 7 days course which we are learning or we are listening Murli every day. So Brahma Baba also used to take, like we had a today revision of the Murli. Baba used to do, after the Murli is called chamber, he used to sit with children to go more into the depth of Murli. After every day Murli class, there was a, sitting together, you know, and they go into the depth. So that is, you can see how much Baba love jnana also, you know. So using the mind into jnana. One thing more about Brahma Baba's secret is that Brahma Baba, even though he came, you know, like his accomplishment was great as a yogi, you know, his plan, imagine opening all the centers all over the world, all Brahma Baba's plan, isn't it? Shiv Baba gave vision to Brahma Baba that you have to create a new world. Then Brahma Baba asked Shiv Baba how to create. Shiv Baba said, I also have nothing here, right? No money in Paramdham, no hands, no nothing. You know, Brahma Baba asked Shiv Baba, how I will create? Baba says, how do I do the work? How Shiv Baba is doing the work without money, without computer, without iPhone, without internet, without anything? No human, you know, office there, right? But how is doing his work? Shiv Baba is touching. Touch the intellect, yeah. And give a vision. Because he has two powers, right? Divine intellect he is giving and also touching. the vision and the knowledge. So Baba said, this is how he did. So Brahma Baba started to think. And once Dadi Janki also shared this. She was in Ahmedabad and she said, Baba, I don't have any trans messenger. And Baba said, you sit on the gadi, make someone sit on the floor, give drishti, become trans messenger. I mean, you cannot say I don't have this. You understood? I don't have means I'm not master, isn't it? Again, bhakti. You know, you cannot say I don't have. Brahma Baba said, you sit down on the gadi, give someone drishti. See, if Baba pulls you, become trans messenger. Why you are saying I don't have? You also can become. Make effort. Did you see? That how Nirmal Shanta Dadi, all these Dadis, they could not say Brahma to Brahma Baba, I don't know how to do things. Because Brahma Baba trained children, 300 of them, everything to do. We are lucky now we have maid servants, right? They wash, isn't it? Clean the floor, clean everything, wash. At that time they don't have anyone. Brahma Baba trained children to make shoes repair, and wash the big dishes, do the laundry work, do writing, put stamps, every little thing, whole night, remain awake, do the work of, the kalpa tree, they made with embroidery. Baba, very creative, you know, got so many things done through 300 children. At that time, they don't have any maid and servant and no sevadhari. No other system. Only one system. You do your own things. Wash your own clothes. Wash your own dishes. Everything you have to do. So Brahma Baba trained. Children, you know the secret is, you never say, I don't know. You do. You learn and you become master. Otherwise, how will you become master of the world? Baba keeps saying in the Murli, you become master of the world. Just like that we will become master of the world? You think so? And you don't even know how to give gyan or how to speak or how to deal with issue. How will you become? You cannot say, I don't know. What you have to do? You have to learn and say, yes, I know, I can learn and how to do. So Nirmal Shanta Dadi said that Baba used to give her work under the car, go and repair. They cannot say, I don't know how to repair the car. They had to learn all these things and say, yes, I know how to do. Practical when you do, then you know, isn't it? And how will, otherwise she, Baba told them, how will you become master of the world? You say, master, malik, how? How you say this word, you will become master of the world, if you don't know how to do things. So Baba taught everything in your life you are doing, you have to know how to do and don't say, I, no, and that is laziness. Excuse, no interest to learn. So Baba taught them to do everything. By doing, you can. Nirmal Shanta Dadi was saying to us, in Brahma Baba's time, in the Lokik, Brahma Baba's home, when Nirmal Shanta Dadi was growing up, they had two maid servants, two. One who used to feed them food, and one who fixed them, the hair and clothes. Two. One Western, one Indian. Two she used to have. Imagine, after becoming Brahmin, they had to do everything. She says, before Gyan, we did not know how to comb. Because they had a yaya, we call it aya in Hindi, those who helped them. And after Gyan, they had to do everything. So Brahma Baba said, no more the one who will help you. You stand in your own feet, do things. That's how you become master. Yeah. You will increase the value of your life. This is how they started, you know, this yajna. If you listen the story of Dadis, you know, Brahma Baba and all of them, when they started to expand Baba's service, imagine, Dadi Gulzar said they don't even know how the money looks like. Imagine, so innocent they are. And Dadi Nirmal Shanta Dadi said she did not know how the Indian rupees look like. Someone gave her rupees and she teared it. And her relative said, why, grandmother, why? She said, Baba, give us gold coin, silver coin. We never saw paper. So I thought this is a colorful paper. I don't need. But look at their life, where it is coming and what they had to learn, everything. Yeah. So this is the secret, you know, that Brahma Baba himself also did. Remember once that, in the beginning, group used to come to Madhuban. Brahma Baba Mama used to have been accommodation department. Yeah. Baba, you know, this Panda Bhavan, the big room, the Baba Mama used to go and get these beds fixed, how many children coming, how everything. It's not that they did not do anything. Every little thing they are doing, Shiv Baba's work, Shiv Baba's yagya, Shiv Baba's department, everything Baba did. And Brahma Baba's many secrets. You know, the other secret is really how to recognize souls. You know, once Dadi Brijendra, her sister told us, very touching story, how Brahma Baba so sensitive to the needs of the souls, and he could recognize the need and fulfill that need. That's very important. If child come in front of Brahma Baba, he will recognize the need of the child. And child doesn't want to leave Brahma Baba. He wants to stay. Old man, 95, if Brahma Baba, old age, someone old person come to Brahma Baba, Baba could feel his need and fulfill, and they don't want to leave. They also say, Baba, we want to stay with you. So what was his secret? He could recognize the need of the soul. You know the need of the soul? Do you know what it means? No, in India, we have four words. An, Man, Shan, and Khan, Toli. So there are four words we learned. Each human being has some need. And you have to recognize that. Some need position. Some need honor. Some need chair. Some need toli. Some need gyan. So recognize that. And you give that first, fulfill that need. Then that soul will develop. If that some souls, they don't need gyan. You know, we have so many VIPs coming in these programs in India. They're not coming to listen gyan, isn't it? You give them position, you give them chance to speak, they come. You know? And then slowly, slowly they will become cooperative to God's work, isn't it? So you have to recognize the need, and then you fulfill that need. And then how? Because Brahma Baba, very bright intellect, you know, diamond merchant, so he knew how how to recognize each one's speciality and use that speciality and make them move forward. You see, Brahma Baba not alone doing only meditation. His secrets are connected with even development of the organization, isn't it? You know, so many thousands of Baba's children are there. Eh? In the beginning, 300 are there. And to Baba even realized very quickly, you know, when in India, 42 years, Baba's yajna, and all the mothers in gyan. But all mothers have one problem, which is that attachment. Achha, in India, so much attachment with their family, they have no time for Baba's work. So the growth of the centers were very slow. Growth of the BKs were very slow because they don't have a time. So Brahma Baba's intellect, so good, bright. Baba recognized that this is now going to flourish, Brahma Kumaris, Baba's work. But Baba picked up this thought from Shiv Baba, prepare Kumaris. You see in the Murli Baba say, Kumari, stand up, become lioness. Why you have to go to the work? You know, in India, they inspire us, don't do the lokik job, do the seva in the center. So how Baba, secret of perfection is not just internally becoming this pure, pure thought is perfection. It is perfection connected with the growth of Baba's work. Did you understand? Yeah, it is that pure thought practically happening in the form, because manifestation, it is really very scientific, isn't it? We say, oh, I am perfect. Oh, I don't get affected. But you are running your home household. You are running your company. You are doing your lokik job. Can you use this yoga, pure thought power, positive thought power, have the impact on other souls, and they are also progressing in their life. Company is progressing, organization is progressing. That is part of perfection. Do you think so or not? Otherwise, sometimes we can think, oh, I have to become perfect. Perfect. But it has a connection with your virtues, your powers, your positive thinking power has impact on others. And others also changing. You know, it's a part of perfection. Wherever you are, whether you are running your household, company, or business, all these souls, they are souls, isn't it? And your vibrations, your positive thought power, your way of handling, your way of making decisions accurate will have an impact on them also. Do you believe or not? Or you think only I wear white clothes, I become perfect. You know? It's so limited, isn't it? There was one, you know, in Delhi, one sister, 16 years, she was BK, she's BK, working in her company. And one brother continued to watch that soul, BK, 16 years. Then he said one day to that soul, I am amazed by your clarity of thinking and making good decision. Where do you learn? 16 years I have been seeing you. And she said, Raj Yoga Meditation. He became BK. After 16 years. It impacts, isn't it? People are watching. You know? That how you are doing things. So perception has this connection. That our all perfect virtues are in practical action, manifestation, bringing a result, producing the result. Not perfection only, yeah, I am okay, you know. But those who are living with me, I don't even talk to them. What is perfection? No? In my office there is a conflict, I don't know how to solve. What is that perfection? Isn't it? Brahma Baba had a connection, isn't it? With seva, flourishing, thinking big, expansion, gosh, so much happening with his energy. Moving, you know, flourishing, becoming prosperous, seeing the vision of the future, bringing golden age on earth. Many things have perfection with us. You got it? Yeah, so not to think only I have come here, okay, I am okay. No. Once Daddy, who was that? You know, someone said, are you okay? Very clever, BK. Daddy Janki tested someone. Are you okay? That brother was really clever. He said, no, I am not okay. Daddy says, perfect. This is the answer. Never feel comfortable. Always feel not comfortable. I am okay. No. Yeah. Did you get what we are talking? Yes. Never reach that level. Now I am okay. So that brother, so very good effort maker mind, you know. He said to that, yeah, I'm not okay. Very good, perfect. Then you are okay. Because you know, inside, I'm not comfortable. I must continue to, develop that power to face everything in life. So perfection has my connection with very unlimited. You can reach to the world perfection. Any level. Not only I, the soul, 4 o'clock, Amrit Vela, okay, Murli, okay, traffic control, okay, evening yoga, okay, I offered bhog to Baba, okay, wow, I am becoming perfect. You know, this becomes limited, isn't it? Yeah. So see your, this beauty in internal, this, you know, this energy is making people's life move. Atmosphere changing, that is the impact of yoga. So do these experiments, even you are here. You know, I have experimented this, you know, 42 days in Madhuban, 2 years ago. Dadi Janki challenged me. She says, I want you to experiment bodiless stage, videhi stage. And she saw my face. And then she says, after 42 days, I want to see your face again. How it will impact you and what thoughts you are going to get, experiences. So I said, okay, Daddy, I really love this. Because I am here 42 days for my some health things. So I took this chance, sit in Baba's dome here. Every day, 5 p.m. to 7:30. Morning I had a little duties of seva, service, and then after lunch I don't eat dinner, I don't talk to anyone. I have a, you know, silence, no need to go to eat. I thought I am in, you know, silence, so it's better to have my own timetable of study. So I did yoga, only one thought Dadi gave me, videhi. So I told Baba, I am here 42 days. This is my seat to sit. Baba, every day I will sit here 2.5 hours. My only thought is to experience videhi, bodiless stage. No other thoughts. But it took me all 2-3 weeks to get to into that experience, because all the suppression of so many memories, emotional pain, psychological pain, whatever pains the soul was holding on into memory level, all came in front of the screen of the mind. Yes. Videhi. See, bodiless stage is not something, I'm detached from the... No, detached also from the past memories, isn't it? They will come, you know, when you sit in meditation. So all this suppression came. And then I kept my whole attention on one consciousness. I am in front of Baba to experience bodiless stage, videhi stage. Even this memory is awakened. Okay, let it go. I did not entertain those thoughts. But, you know, sometimes it's very tricky at that time. If you don't hold your attention, you can go there, you know. I mean, after a while you feel, oh, I'm thinking, you know. So it was so tricky. So hold it, let it go. I said, wow, gosh, still that memory still there? Eh? Many, 30 years ago, memory still came out. You know. So bodiless stage, I realized, it was not just a world. But whatever suppressed memory, whatever of years with any relationship, with any soul, all came out. But not to get involved into it. Not to entertain it. And not to, like this, let it go, let it go, let it go. I tell you, 2 weeks it took me to get all these memory calm and let go, let go. 3rd week I said, Baba, finally finish this. Give me the beautiful experience. Wow, that was so nice. When I experienced a shining gold soul. Really like a vision in front of me and experience. And really no burden, no heaviness. So that time, that experience is so, that moment, unbelievable, you know, to get that experience, you know. And when I got that experience of bodiless state, then my face, Daddy saw. Yeah, change. Daddy said, you come now, give class. Inspire people to do Videhi. Go to tour now in Asia. Share this. Okay, Daddy. So bodiless stage is not to connect with world, but it has a connection with all deep-rooted, whatever it is, it will come. You have to face it and let go. Let go and don't get involved. But what is most important, Daddy told me, 42 days tapasya, in one place you must do, in one consciousness you do, and no speak, stay in silence. So also I thought not to eat also dinners, you know. So it remained from 1 o'clock to 9 o'clock my own time. So do yoga, then I studied Baba's Murlis, many Murlis. So it really best experience for me. So Gyan Yoga, this Baba's Murli and Yoga are the steps. The journey and destination, you know. So Brahma Baba kept his transformation work so close to himself. Even one thought made him little guilt. Immediately Brahma Baba asked sorry for it, you know. Otherwise it can go, this one story I read from Brahma Baba in Lokik. Not even his role of Brahma Baba before, you know. Even one word he spoke to his daughter-in-law that your stepmother has come, and daughter-in-law felt, no? Stepmother. Brahma Baba felt, yeah, I made a mistake. He did not eat. And his Lokifice Yashoda said, Baba, why you are not eating? Baba, no, will not eat. Until Baba asked for forgiveness. Imagine his journey before Gyan also so close to his, you know, internal work, that where I am making what mistake, what word I am using is causing sorrow to someone, you know. So Brahma Baba's perfection has connection with the whole unlimited world and also very minute attention on the self, yeah. Thought, feeling, attitude, God, so beautiful, no? Brahma Baba enjoyed his perfection and purified it. That's why we love to sit in Brahma Baba's room. You like it? Every day try to go if you can, no? Don't sleep. You are only 15 days here. Doesn't matter. This sleep, you can sleep whenever you get time in your country. But make sure you go Baba's room. Me, I go. I spend time there, you know. Every day get my inspiration, my work of change, feeling, internal work. Really, very clear it becomes there. Because that is the place where Brahma Baba did internal purification. Each and every feeling. Means very minute work of perfection. He did wonderful work. That's why it flourished so much, you know. So that's why Brahma Baba's life is a beautiful diamond life. So shining. You know, all attainments, virtues. Brahma Baba is a very great personality on earth. Like a diamond. Already Shiv Baba polished only. But he already diamond. You know. So that's why Brahma Baba's perfection of 33 years he took. And not just he himself is working on the self, but you can see that work so beautifully done that it connected with the world. You know, so that's where so many culture, religion, caste, young, old, middle age, poor, rich, imagine, no? His perfection has connection with the whole unlimited world beyond all these other things. So it's so beautiful. So let's keep that how Brahma Baba, the diamond, you know, his work was diamond merchant. His work also, internal work was also, and a very beautiful intellect, Brahma Baba. My mother met Brahma Baba 3 times. And my mother was saying that when the day they arrived and they take bath, because at that time they go in the lap, you know. So on one side my mother, other side my auntie. So they both were sitting. Many Baba's children, and on that time Baba gave drishti 45 minutes. And sitting on the floor. Baba never used chair, huh? Always sit on the floor. And she said the Baba gave us drishti, Mama gave us drishti. This is how they did. Through drishti, they felt detachment from the body. And they don't know what happened. They are in Baba's lap, both sisters. And they're crying. And Baba said, child, what happened? Baba, 63 births, heaviness of our life, this minute finished. That experience of drishti, detachment from the body, gave them experience of lightness and freedom. Then Baba took out handkerchief and wiped tears off too. And children, Baba has come. You don't need to cry. You know? It's so beautiful, sustenance. I mean, there's nothing, physical, even chair to sit. Imagine, no? What work is happening there of Baba? And children coming. And imagine he's doing his own internal work, and he's also giving instrument of Shiv Baba to give experience of Shiv Baba to the souls who've gone through the suffering in life. You can see the perfection there? How Baba did this work, you know? Taking out the sorrow through drishti, vibration. So that's why Brahma Baba, gold, diamond, you know, with this drishti helping souls to come out from the sorrow and suffering, and helping souls to go towards their own journey of perfection. So if you want to listen more and more about Brahma Baba, so many beautiful things about Brahma Baba. So most important, the way I feel Brahma Baba's perfection, every day Baba cleaned his feeling, changed his feeling. He did not keep of yesterday to today. Every day work. That's why they had a many activity with children in the night court to sit, who makes mistake, what mistake. Many things in perfection connection he did with children also. Because what he experienced, I think he helped them also to become perfect. He helped children, no? 300 every day to sit in the court to check who is making what mistake. So imagine how Brahma Baba's truth helped, honesty helped many hundred children the same time to flourish in life. And today you can see dadis, no? They became, isn't it, practical world leaders. That is through Brahma Baba's, his internal work, which is helping them also to become perfect. Is it clear? Yeah? So Brahma Baba is not an ordinary soul like others. He's a age shifter, Yug Vidhata, and a great, great grandfather. And how human being should live on earth. Brahma Baba is the one who taught us, you know, father of humanity. So he taught us how to live, whether you are from Christian background or I am from Indian background. Whatever background we have, how to live with each other, how to live with God, and how to live with the matter. This is how Brahma Baba, full perfection. full, unlimited, you know, the understanding Brahma Baba had for his life, the world drama. So beautiful. So how much you got it today, how many steps? I did not put into structure, but you got it, no? Many, many idea about Brahma Baba, his secrets of perfection. Om Shanti. So, okay, any question you want to ask? Clear, no? Yeah. Om Shanti. Which one? Bodiless, as I told you, Dadi gave me this challenge. She said, 42 days, what will you do here? You go back. I said, Dadi, I have some exercises here. Okay, I give you challenge to do 42 days bodiless stage. Okay, Dadi. So she gave me, but she told me I have to do 2.5 hour yoga. 2.5 hour. But in this Baba's room, but I sit 5 o'clock in the, you know, the round room. But one place, huh? Same place you sit. I actually did not think any thought. I just had one thought and I told Baba, you give me experience of videhi. Videhi means, in simple translation, bodiless stage. Only one thought, one consciousness. Yeah. So what happened, I hold this consciousness that I am in front of Bap Dada, and I told Baba to give the soul the experience of Videhi stage, Baba. And then I stayed in silence. I did not think anything. So I hold, and then what happened, this memory awakened. You know, some pain from wherever I took, you know, in relationship, from the body, whatever, you know, we go through in our life, right? Some karmic accounts, problems, wherever the soul has taken any kind of sorrow, it was suppressed. That opened up. Because when you are in silence, it will happen, no? Because I am not thinking anything. I am just open to Baba. And then this memory started to open. Then I realized, I said, wow, this is still there. Wow, this is still there. Because, you know, sometimes you ask for forgiveness to the person, you write a letter, you had a chat with the person. I thought, gone. You know, I finished with this soul, no problem. Huh? But it is still there. You know, that was really, you know, made me realize at that time, so, this soul's vibration still I'm holding. Because I have worked with that soul, wrote the letter, talked many times, you know, clarified, but still there is something the soul took from the relationship of sorrow, you know. So that opening, because it's very subtle, no? It doesn't nothing to do with words and paper. It's that the soul has experienced, you know. Even 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 1 year, 2 years, whatever it was, right? And that experience is there. And that is opening. So when it opened up, then I hold my consciousness, Baba, I am here to experience Videhi. Even these thoughts came, you know, even what happened with the mind, the screen of the mind, the person also comes, right? With that experience, this is data, you know, all the image, you know, the mind holds, huh? Experiences. So then that person came, that the data came, I said, oh, it's still there. Let go. I did not want to get involved again. But there is some tricky thing is that if you are not holding attention, you might get involved in that kind of vibration also in sorrow. You know, you can say, yeah, I really felt, I experienced, yeah, this soul, so much are gone. You lost your consciousness again. So, I was so paka, I said, no way I, you know, carry away with this vibration and go back again to experience this. You know? So it kept coming, but it took 1-2 weeks. I really observed what is coming, but I did not stop. Let it come, go. Let it come, go. I did not stop it. You know? No, 1 week, brother, 1 week. Really it comes. You have to go through, face it, and let it come. No problem. Whatever conflict, problem, whatever sorrow, whatever your physical sickness, whatever went through in your life, emotion, emotional pain, psychological pain, whatever pain soul has gone through, there is still memory in us. And that will be opening in silence. So when it comes, then you hold your consciousness, yes, I am here, Baba, to experience that stillness, that calmness, that bodiless state. Even these thoughts are coming, I let go. I don't even to think I let go. Just it come, go. Just observe, witness, go. You know, don't need to think, let it go automatically. But if you get involved, then there is the chance you are going back again. Yeah, it's a very subtle power of the mind of being witness and let go. Don't even think anything. Don't even say why it happened there, you know. That's why it took me 1-2 weeks. Yeah, because you have to face it, you know. But I am so lucky, I am here, right? Then after, you know, I had a time, no? 42 days. Really, Daddy told me, you plan your time. Well, you know, you are here to experience bodiless stage. Because I asked Daddy, sometimes in our Brahmin life, big challenge come, big sickness come, big disease comes, big problem come. Why it comes? I said, Daddy, I'm not suffering because it happened to me. But I just wanted to know with curiosity. Yes, Rajni, I don't see in you suffering. But since you asked me question, I must tell you, each Brahmin life, even something is happening, is a signal for us to make effort to make effort becoming videhi bodiless. Because in everyday life, we are not making that much effort. Yeah. So signals we are not catching, right, from Baba or drama. So when the practical challenge comes, then we are, you know, taking sorrow from the scene of drama or people or whatever, no? And that is going into the memory. So it's not becoming bodiless, isn't it? So she said that Brahmins are not making effort of that level of, you know, to practice bodiless stage. She told me that. That's why when these accounts come in our life, are the signals, don't get frightened, she said, but this is the chance for you to go into experience of practice experience in a bodiless stage. She says many Brahmins become careless in this. Careless. You know? Routine we are okay. But really deep experiences of bodiless stages, practices are very necessary to, because when this account comes, very heavy accounts, how will we settle, she said, no? Otherwise you have to face, isn't it? You have to go through that. So that's why she was saying that we must continue to practice bodiless. You know, one of the bodiless stage means you speak less. Silence more. Yeah, silence more. Huh? Anytime you do your yoga, and for particular consciousness. One consciousness, bodiless stage is the best. And you can do evening, you can do afternoon, whatever time you have, as much time you have, accumulate your, you know, yoga power. Sit. It's not that within a one day it will be opening. It takes time also, you know. Other thoughts come. So within a 1 week, you know, very deep memory starts to open up. Yeah. So that's why when you are in Madhuban, you plan well. You know, classes are good, evening yoga is good, but afternoon you can have 1 hour rest, good quality rest. Then you sit in yoga also, your own personal work. You know? So that will be very big help to you. 1 week, 2 weeks, whatever you are here, you plan your timetable. That's what we do here. You know, when you are in Madhuban, like Baba used to also do. Brahma Baba, you look at Brahma Baba, he's in routine also, bodiless stage. And his own time, Amrit Vela, also he give to the children same time, you know, power to children. You know, the Dadi Kumarka was very powerful, also teacher. You know, and she once, they said, one brother was telling me, he said that Dadi used to go Amrit Vela, you know, cover her face, go to everyone's room, who is sleeping? And they don't know Dadi. Yeah. You know, because they know the importance of time and, you know, the time you can experience the best vibration, yoga, power to settle many accounts. And if you are sleeping, gone, finish. Isn't it? You know, that experience is gone. So Dadi Kumarka covered the face and go to Pandav Bhavan in everyone's room of, you know, who is sleeping. They awake. Come, sit in yoga. They help. This is part of perfection, no? You also make people effort. Om Shanti. You got so many things about Baba, eh? Now you know Baba, eh? It's not just, eh? But lot of perfection inside and the world. Yeah? Om Shanti. So accurate time we are finishing. So 1 minute, you can stay in silence, then we finish today's class. So you can think whatever beautiful thoughts for your self-progress from Brahma Baba's life of perfection.